Oh, there we are. There's Stella.
You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.
Where are we?
What's happening?
It's dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m. Created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Today is Thursday, December 21st, 2023.
Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Ford House, a community-based mental health organization. We use art, comedy, poetry, interview, discussions, stories, news, music, and radio dramas to present the many faces and reality of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and learn the art and science of radio.
We would love to hear your voice too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts.
Listeners, we're going to ask you to fasten your seatbelts and start revving your engines because this month's theme is going to hit the road fast. Whether you enjoy rolling through the city streets on your bike, setting your sails on the open water, or perhaps just love being in the passenger seat, no matter what, it all revolves around transportation. But before we take this ride together, let's take a listen to our first song, Locomotion by Little Diva. Little Eva's hit song was originally a demo intended for Dee Sharp, but after recording it, it was decided to keep Little Eva's lively and infectious version.
It's easy, I know.
Welcome to Radio Moon, to the Radio Moon Roundtable. I'm your host, Bianca, and today I'm with Alana, Marissa, Jonathan, Jean-Michel, and Peter. Today's theme is transportation, so let's step on the gas and get into our discussion. But before we even jump into discussion, I'm going to do a little shout out to Hugh, a little special listener going in Ontario. So hi, Hugh. The Moon Crew says hi.
Hi.
We're going to jump in with our first question, and it's, what's your favorite form of transportation and why? Yeah, go for it, Jonathan.
For me, it's plane. I got to fly to New York and New Orleans.
Okay.
And I don't fly very often.
So you're just using the plane is your favorite? Why is it your favorite?
I mean, I got to go to places that I can't really get to by car. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like,
because I don't travel over my life's. I didn't really travel much outside of the
That's fair.
Quebec.
Plane's a good one.
Yeah.
Anyone else? What's your favorite?
I like the train. We used to take the train quite often to go up to Toronto because my in-laws were living up there. And when we went, we always went by train. Mm-hmm. And it was great.
I always think that taking the train 100% beats taking the bus or the Greyhound's a killer.
Oh. And when I was about four, we came up to Montreal to visit my mother's mother, and then we went out to Elliott Lake in Ontario to visit mom's oldest sister, and we went by train with the observation car and everything. It was wild. I loved it.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
I think my favorite is planes. I haven't been there in a really long time, but I like the whole, I don't know. I mean, it depends. There's always pros and cons, but I think, I like being on planes. And also, I agree with you, Bianca, trains are very nice to go to.
Yeah.
Instead of buses, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I prefer the canoe.
Oh, that's a
nice. Because the canoe is zen. In the morning, without wind, you just sleep in the water. It's beautiful.
Honestly, I'm curious, how many times have you been in a canoe?
Oh, many times.
Okay. It wasn't like a one-time thing.
I had a canoe.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
But my father had a canoe. It was when I was younger, adolescent.
Okay, so growing up.
On the Ottawa River? Mm-hmm. Ottawa?
Yeah, but not on the St. Lawrence.
No, not on the St. Lawrence, no.
That's
no.
Fair.
Below the dam of Carillon, mm-hmm. near Kingsbury, I believe.
Okay, very nice. So you wouldn't think of going to the old port, canoeing across to La Ronde, maybe? It's a bit too tough?
Yeah. I don't want to be run by a ship.
Yeah, that's fair. How about, are there any other modes of transportation that you'd perhaps like to try or learn to use, one that you've never even... Go for it, Jonathan.
I've always been told, living in the city, that I should have a bicycle.
Yeah.
For the city. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but you gotta lock it up. And I've always been nervous of... driving in the road, you know, you see the guys drive like in front of cars and stuff.
Like biking through the
streets. I'm good at biking. I just don't know that I haven't really, if I can maneuver with traffic.
Mm-hmm. It can be a little tough when there's like rush hour and if you're on a really busy street with a bike.
Yeah.
But that's why we love bike lanes. Bike lanes are great.
You're right.
Any others curious about trying a new mode of transport? There's lots of unicycles out there. Those, like, e-bikes, I think. Mm. Those, like, electric ones. Kind of neat.
I think a moped, like, the ones that go really, really slow. Those look really, really cool. Because they don't go, like, crazy fast.
Mm-hmm. Just get you from, like, A to B.
Yeah.
Gently.
Yeah.
Go for Peter. Sorry.
Myself, I'd like to try teleportation someday.
Same.
Sounds like it's fun.
Peter, if you could teleport anywhere, what would be your first teleportation? Like the location of it?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
I haven't thought about that. I just know I'd like to try teleportation. But, yeah, it'd be good. I'd like to go to New Jersey to visit my friends where I used to live, or maybe even Florida with my sister.
Oh, nice.
Be good. Very cool. Pop in literally.
Yeah.
There he is.
Do you guys have your driver's license? Why not? Is it a person, like, did you just decide, I don't need that in Montreal? Montreal is a transportation city. Go for it, Elena.
I don't have a driver's license because I will get nervous on the road at night because I wouldn't know how far would 2 kilometers be and all the different mathematical things about driving. So that's why I don't drive a car, because I'm not familiar with the languages and
that's fair.
Things like that. Yeah.
Does anyone have a driver's license, but just you don't?
I never had the nerve to go because my eyes are so bad.
Okay.
I just fear not being able to read the signs on the highway.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was like, when is it when you go for, is it when you're like 16?
Yeah. I believe at 16 you can get your temporary.
Yeah. So it was like, a fun thing at the beginning. We all went to, like, six of us, or a couple, a big group of us went to go for, you know, to the school to do it. And then we would do, like, the book, the license. But I never got to do the actual physical because the practical, I failed a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And then I just, like, stopped going because it was obviously, like, too much for me to handle. But I always, in the back of my mind, would like to have a license because in a lot of ways it's a form of independence, absolutely. Yeah. That's like, the number one thing when you... at that age. But me, it's like, okay, I always think of myself every winter, if when it's so bad out and it's cold out, how helpful it would be, like, for you guys when you have a car and it's like very warm, and I don't know, it's just much more accessible to you at that time.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. Yeah. I wanted to go back to the flying question. We're gonna backtrack a little bit. I want to know some wacky flying stories Alana, you raised your hand at wacky. Tell us.
It's sort of wacky, but at the same time, not a very nice story. I was flying to my mom's for Germany, a direct flight, and I was taking my medications, you know, on the Dispil, and the woman looked at the Dispil and said, I'm going to take this Dispil away from you. She said, I couldn't take my medicine on the plane. She said, I'll take this medication away from you, and I'll give it back to you after the flight.
That
was weird.
That is weird. They shouldn't do that.
Yeah, my mom got really angry about that one.
I can just imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
I have two. Flying from Detroit to New Orleans, it was so long and I couldn't, like, sit up or anything. Mm-hmm. So I was really getting nervous. So I watched Indiana Jones on my brother's laptop over going towards the Gulf, Mexico.
Yeah.
And then the other one was I was in Washington and there was a tall black man, and he had a large luggage, and his legs were very long, and he wanted to put it under the seat, and the lady was like, he's like, no, she said, no, you have to ask for his permission, and he really was really arguing with her a lot, and you're not allowed to store your luggage in that area. It has to be, like, it would have been way too uncomfortable to sit through the 2 hours.
Okay, so it's like, it wasn't the right place to put the lug.
No.
He just wasn't allowed to put it there?
No, okay. But he was arguing with the lady.
I mean, you know, sometimes I get angsty on planes, and sometimes I do things that I maybe shouldn't do. like, put my headphones on too loud and disrupt the person next to me. That's my bad, but, you know, sometimes you just got to do it. Jonathan, thanks. Thanks for that little story. I was going to say wacky question, but I don't think it's wacky because I think it should be free. Do you think public transportation should be free for everyone? Let's just say in Montreal. Do you think transport should be free? Or no, people should pay for it? It's a good question. Yeah, I see some...
I've got one.
Yeah, go for it.
I think it should be free for everyone. There.
What, can I ask why? Why do you think it should be free for everyone?
Because then... people, you will use it more if it's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other takes on that one? You guys like paying for the monthly trip? I hate it, but
it keeps going up.
I agree.
And you can't pay. You can't pay with cash at the teller anymore. Mm-hmm. They did that so that the money was because of COVID and the money, but I don't see why they don't do it now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little pricey. I'd love to know, Jonathan, you mentioned a few places that you've traveled to, but I'm really curious to hear what other places people have traveled to in their lifetime, maybe when you were younger, recently... or maybe like your top few favorite places that you've traveled to, whether it's by plane, train, or
I went
automobile.
To Levy in Ottawa.
Okay.
That was a big deal for me.
Cool.
I know I'm trying to think of like family trips that I went on. I went to New York when I was really young for my cousin's bar mitzvah, so I don't remember that. So I would like to go back to... Well, I always wanted to see New York, so mm-hmm. That's cool. I was in Florida. I think we went to Cape Cod. I think also... we went to Disney World. And... I think which was kind of fun was we went on a cruise.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Do you know where?
It was the Fantasia.
Fantasia Cruise?
Yeah.
Like the Disney Fantasia?
No.
Or just called Fantasia?
Yeah, it was okay. Fun. Like the carnival kind of thing.
Okay.
It was fun. I mean, it felt like every night was like, it felt like Titanic every night, but...
I hope not.
It was cool when we went to like different places, and then that's when I liked it when it stopped and you'd go to like different, like we went to like Jamaica and all those really places, which were beautiful.
Very nice. Jean-Michel. Go for a Jean-Michel.
Yeah, I did a trip to Cape Breton with my family when I was maybe 12 or 13. I remember that we were five kids in a car, Delta 88,
oh,
71
nice.
Or 72. With the mother and the father in the front, and my little sister in the front because she had a travel sickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was something. All the way to Cape Breton, that's
very nice.
More than 12 hours.
It's etched in your memory, basically.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you have one last thing?
My first... major trip was to St. Albans for my birthday, and we saw Jurassic Park in the drive-in.
Oh, nice. That's a nice little, like the drive-through movies.
Yeah.
Very cool. Guys, so I'm gonna end it right there. I want to thank you all for your contribution, and you're all listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The title of the next song is Daddy, What's a Train? Utah Phillips was inspired by his own experiences as a labor organizer and a lifelong love of trains, making it a heartfelt tribute to the forgotten heroes of the railroad industry.
Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? When I was just a boy, living by the track. Us kids that gather up the coal in a big old gunny sack. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer had smiled and waved as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears. And we counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam and the big old driver scream with a sound my little boy will never know. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? I guess the times have changed. Kids are different now. Some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember how we memorized the names on railroad cars. The Wabash and the TP, Lackawanna and the IC. Yeah, the nickel plate, the good old Santa Fe. Just names out of the past, I guess they're fading fast. Every time I hear my little boy say, Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? We climbed into the car and drove down into town, right up to the depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those old memories appear. I guess it's plain to see they still mean a lot to me, 'cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train?
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. First up, we have a poem by Noel about transportation. Noel's not here today, so Bianca is going to read it for him.
Transportation. I love transportation. It takes me everywhere. All I have to do is present my card to the STM. On the STM, I get to ride the bus and then the metro. They call that the BMW of transportation systems. I take the 80 and it takes me to Place des Arts. I change over to Lionel Grou and exit at the Vendôme Metro. After that, I take the 105 to Sherbrooke. I used to DJ and I would hook a U-Haul to my car to transport the speakers. This was a lot of fun. It would take all night. There's also transportation by ship. You could travel around the world. There's also the plane. I have traveled by bus to NYC a couple of times. I enjoyed seeing a different country.
Thank you, Bianca, for sharing this poem with us. We are going to jump into this next song, which has an interesting fact. Runaway Train by Soul Asylum was not only a chart-topping hit, but also featured missing children in its music video, leading to the recovery of several missing individuals. Take it away, Soul Asylum.
Burning. I was a kid. things I couldn't keep. Promise myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am, just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train.
Welcome back. That was Runaway Train by Soul Asylum. Up next, let's take a listen to a piece by Joseph on the world of popular motor vehicles in Canada. Nikki will be presenting this piece since Joseph is not here today.
Hi, this is Motor Vehicle Sales by Joseph. In the evolving world of motor transportation, the sales of motor vehicles has continued to grow, making trucks and sport utility vehicles the largest market share, followed by passenger cars. The majority of vehicles are still gasoline-powered, while the electric-powered vehicles share a small 5% of the market. In my personal opinion, light-duty trucks continue to grow as the pace of passenger vehicles remains steady and consistent in the overall market. A quick glance from my perspective is that I see more trucks when I stand on the sidewalk waiting for the light to change. I've also noticed that hybrid cars are growing. It's hard not to notice the growing popularity of electric vehicles. They're very quiet compared to gas-powered cars. In Quebec, there are government incentives in the form of rebates, ranging from $5,000 to $7,000, which serves as a strong motivator for future buyers. When combined with Canadian rebates, it could be as much as $12,000. The list price for these vehicles is from $31,000 for a Toyota Corolla to up to $136,000 for a Mercedes-Benz. These rebates are making the sales of electric cars more possible. Since 2017, the sales of new vehicles has shown that trucks and SUVs have roared ahead of vehicles like subcompact cars. Here are some interesting and notable Canadian motor vehicle facts. In 2021, 94.9% of all registered light-duty vehicles still relied on gasoline. There were 303,073 hybrid electric vehicles, 152,685 battery electric vehicles, and 95,896 plug-in electric vehicles registered. These figures reflect a growth in the cleaner, more sustainable transportation options. If I were to be in the market for a new vehicle, I'd make sure it was a small, compact, gasoline-powered car to keep in mind the city congestion and to enjoy the ease of traveling. Thank you. Back to you, Jonathan.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Nikki. Next on Radio Moon, a Canadian classic by Tom Cochrane. He wrote this song as a pep talk to himself and millions of others who are looking to pull themselves out of a funk. There is even a section of highway in Manitoba named after this song, starting in Tom Cochrane's hometown of Lynn Lake and ending in Thompson. This is Life is a Highway.
Now like I loved you then, this is the road and these
Welcome back to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Coming up next, we have a piece by Alana and her experience on Montreal's public transportation.
Hi, my experience on public transportation. I loved public transportation because it has a busy vibe of people on the buses looking outside with the beautiful autumn leaves. I love transportation because you can be sure it's safe and there's no violence on the bus. I love the metro and buses because I don't need a car because you can use your Opus Pass. For the Opus Pass, it's a transportation card that has a chip and you pop it on top of the turnstile and then you're on the bus or the metro. When I was very young, maybe in my 20s, I was the only one on the bus. It felt cool. I thought, isn't it great I have the whole bus to myself? I felt like a pop star with her own private chauffeur. I felt very happy because it is rare to have the bus all to myself. I choose public transportation instead of cars and taxis because it's faster and I know it's safe. I just walk a few minutes and then I'm on the bus. Compared to making the car run before you drive in the winter. And if you don't have to buckle up your seatbelt when you're on the metro or the bus.
Thank you, Alana, for sharing. Next up, here's Peter with his personal opinion on self-driving cars.
There's a lot of buzz over driverless cars these days. Some think that this tech would be the best thing since sliced bread. They posit that it would reduce traffic accidents. It will also allow drivers to make better use of their time. Here's a newsflash. There already exists a tech that does just that. Public transportation. By lessening congestion, there'd be less accidents, plus the extra hardware and computational power needed would make driverless cars more expensive, not only initially, but for extra fuel consumption to run these extra capabilities. Expanding public transportation would make it more convenient than it is now and reduce the need for a car. Driverless vehicle tech is already in use. Guess where? In public transportation. No matter what the benefits of driverless cars would be, basically it boils down to this: convenience. All of the things that can be done in driverless cars are available to us now. Want an app? Feel free. You can also read the paper or get up to date on your phone. Would you care to use your tablet to knock off another chapter of the great Canadian novel? Go ahead. The amount of time spent on walking between your home and your train then back again would be less time than you'd spend finding parking. The future is here. You can go enjoy not needing to drive immediately. Why wait for the scientists and engineers to perfect the tech?
Sorry about that, Peter. Thank you, Peter. We're going to jump right into our next song, She Drives Me Crazy by Fine Young Cannibals. When it was recorded originally, lead singer Roland Gift used his regular voice, and the song was called She's My Baby. Nobody liked it, and it was only when the group re-recorded the tune with the iconic high-pitched vocals that it would really become a radio hit. Here's Fine Young Cannibals. Sorry, Peter.
It's okay. Stop. Welcome back. You're tuned into Radio Moon. Radio that's good for your mental health. Our next piece will make you want to believe in not just love, but STM love. Let's take a listen to Marissa's personal rom-com piece called I Left My Heart at Lionel Grew.
Thank you. I left my heart in Lionel Grew. Growing up, my mom would always show me these classic romantic movies. We would always go every Saturday night to the movies. As a little girl, I fell in love with rom-coms, starting Vivian Leigh in Gone with the Wind and Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's. As I was getting older, I fell in love with the protagonist in Dirty Dancing. The young girl named Frances, a.k.a. Baby, fell in love with Johnny Castle, a dancing teacher who worked at the resort in the summer of the 1960s. It's so easy to become jaded or cynical about true love. The reality of my life took a backseat to the rest of my life. As much as I wanted to be that girl in that movie, it wasn't happening until I saw a glimpse into my potential future on the Montreal Metro of all places. One morning, I poured myself a cup of coffee and threw on my playful but chic business suit. As I anticipated my new day, I jumped on my 162 bus and headed to Villa Maria Metro. Luckily, I beat the morning rush. As I came out to the metro, I clumsily ran into a man with the kindest eyes I've ever met. His eyes were blue as the ocean. As our eyes locked, I knew I felt something I never felt before. I apologized, and he smiled with a polite smile. For weeks, I walked in the mean streets of Montreal, hoping to find him again, a glimpse of him. Weeks turned into months. I would go every morning at the exact time of day, 9 o'clock in the morning at Lionel Grew Metro. I would ride to all the stops of the metros of Montreal. After 6 months of riding the rails of Metro, I started to get defeated and was losing hope. Finally, the first day of fall, I got off at my stop, Villa Maria. I saw the man again. Was my mind playing tricks on me, or was this another dream of mine? I saw the same handsome man smiling that day he had on the very day, first day I saw him. My eyes gazed into his. His first words that came into his mouth were, I've been looking for you my whole life. As we embraced, we walked hand in hand to reach our final destination, Côte Vertu Mall.
Thank you, Marissa. I never knew the STM could be so romantic. Next, let's take a listen to Edith Piaf's La Foule, which is a song about finding unlikely love in the middle of a busy crowd. Here's Edith Piaf.
Perdu parmi ces gens qui me bousculent, étourdi, désemparé, je reste là. Quand soudain je me retourne, il se recule, et la foule vient me jeter entre ses bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous entraîne, écrasés l'un contre l'autre, nous ne formons qu'un seul corps. Et le flot sans effort nous pousse enchaîner l'un et l'autre et nous laisse tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Entraînés par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse une folle farandole, nos deux mains restent soudées et parfois soulevés, nos deux corps enlacés s'envolent et retombent tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Et la joie qu'elle a poussée par son sourire me transperce et rejaillit au fond de moi. Mais soudain, je pousse un cri parmi les rires quand la foule vient l'arracher d'entre mes bras. Emportée par la foule qui nous traîne, nous entraîne, nous éloigne l'un de l'autre, je mais le son de ma voix s'étouffe dans le rire des autres. Et je crie de douleur, de fureur et de rage, et je pleure. Et traîné par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse une folle farandole, je suis emporté au loin. Et je crispe mes poings, maudissant la foule qui me vole, l'homme qu'elle m'avait donné, que je n'ai jamais retrouvé.
Welcome back to Radio Moon on CKUT. Next up here is Jean-Michel with his piece Stormy Weather, written from the point of view of a sea captain. Ahoy, Jean-Michel.
Thank you, Marissa. We are loading in Montreal, Quay 44, to 20,000 ton deadweight. It's midnight, fully laden in fresh water. Pilot on board. All cast and proceeding downriver, 12 hours to Quebec Bridge. As river water goes to brackish and then to salty below Île d'Orléans, she rises to her Plimsoll winter North Atlantic mark. She is getting herself ready for what's to come. Before the day begins, we drop the pilot at Les Escoumins, the last closest point to the shore. It's the beginning of our sea passage. Bosun is battening down hatches and securing boom, crane, and at last the anchors. Boats should be well seized in their house pipes, ready for everything. The shore of Gaspé Peninsula is on our starboard beam. Skidding the coast with the current of this legendary river taking us through the Strait of Anguedo. It's the Gulf now. Everything is gray, the sea, the sky, the clouds, even the land is more gray than green. It's the color of lead, threatening. As we sprang off the Cabot and into the Atlantic, that is when she comes alive. We are climbing on the high seas, one long Atlantic swell at a time. She is shaking, puffing, and groaning like a mad mare now. Through her magic rolling, the crew can feel her soul. We all know what's ahead, a long necklace of depressions, atmospheric lows one after the other. Soon the realms of storms will set in, howling wind, dampness, brine is everywhere. Gloomy and dull. It's time for the hit now. We've been arrogantly lucky. Now we have to pay for our boldness, for our contempt of the gods. She is kneeling at every wave, tossing, trembling, bucking. Her mechanics are on edge, checking her vital signs. They really don't want her to fail. She's the queen bee. We all rely on them, brothers and sisters in this venture, our soul joined together. We are horsemen riding these monsters. Neptune, the bailiff of the gods, has put us on notice, warning us. Silly little humans, you don't know who you're dealing with. There is no reality anymore. You are dreaming. When I decide, your fate will be sealed. There are thousands of miles to our haven. We might get a break in a day, or two, or three.
Jean-Michel, I think that made me feel a little seasick. jokes aside, that was impressive and an interesting piece. Thank you. Our next song was a mega hit in both the pop and country worlds. Let's take the walk down the old town road with Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old.
We're nearing the end of our show, but we wouldn't dare leave you without some laugh. Here are a few fun transportation jokes that you can use on your STM neighbor the next time the orange line is down.
Transfer jokes with Elena and Peter. What do you call a train carrying bubblegum?
What?
A choo-choo train.
I had a happy childhood. My dad used to put me in tires and roll me down hills. Those were good years.
Why did the car bring a sweater?
Why?
Because it had no body to keep warm.
What sound does a witch's car make?
What?
Broom, broom.
How do you know if a car is happy?
How?
It has a mileage indicator.
What's the difference between a man wearing pajamas on a bicycle and a guy wearing a tuxedo on a unicycle?
What?
A tire.
What kind of car does a Jedi drive?
What kind of car?
A Toyota.
Wow.
Is that it? Thank you, Elena and Peter. That was all for Radio Moon in 2023. We'll be back January 18th, 2024 from 2 to 3 p.m. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget to listen to us online at cqt.ca. Before we go, let's leave our listeners with Tracy Chapman, because a beautiful song, Fast Car. It's not really about a car at all, but only a relationship that isn't quite working out. Let's take a listen.
Nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, my
myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him, she wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him, so I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, we go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better, you'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do.